Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391. You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247.
Steve Canold here from ACT Tours, reminding you that there's only one cure for trypophobia, that fear of not having any travel trips currently booked. Check out our domestic and international vacations at act-tours.com.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win. Foley and Stinnett has a $500 gift certificate from Dan with two N's Foley for an interior design consultation in your home. It's worth a lot more than that, and I understand he stays until you ask him to leave. FoleyStinnett.com or 322-2268. $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate, where everything you buy benefits DAPHealth.org. RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270. And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
Joey, 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 Joey.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show.
Oh, Joey.
From her Tockwitzloff studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Hello, hello, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show. It is Thursday, May 18th. I'm so glad you're here. Any day above ground, oh well. If you're up early with us listening on 1340 AM or 92.3 FM, good morning. If you're up with us in the afternoon after your nap, listening to us on 920 AM or 99.1 FM, good afternoon. We don't care where you listen, just so you do. I want this to be the best hour of your day. I want you to leave here happier than you came to me. And when you go to that party tonight, you'll be the smartest person in the room. Because we're going to fill the hour that we're together with the Daily Date Book, lots of community events, the Desert Date Book, the mystery songs. We're honoring Lainey Kazan this week. It was her birthday Monday. Great interviews, great giveaways, and if there's time at the end of the hour, great music by me. Oh well. Then we post everything to my website, my Facebook page. You know the drill. Sit back and relax. Have you got your day timer close by?
This is Thursday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals. Thursday, May 18th is National No Dirty Dishes Day. Oh, my. The City of Palm Desert presents their free concert in the park tonight, 7 to 8:30 at the Palm Desert Civic Center Park Amphitheater. I've gone to these. They're wonderful. palmdesert.gov. Joshua Tree Foundation for the Arts and Ecology presents Four Directions of Prayers. Let's do that again. Joshua Tree Foundation for the Arts and Ecology presents Four Directions for Prayers. Interesting. Tomorrow, that's the 19th, 7 o'clock p.m. at the Lou Harrison House Outdoor Stage. Details at the website, harrisonhouse.com. Palm Springs Chamber of Commerce now has an LGBTQIA designation on the Walk of Stars. It's going to start in the fall. You can check it out on the web, pschamber.org. Thus, endeth an almost perfect reading of the Joey English Daily Datebook. Okay, Joey pals. Hollywood has the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Palm Springs has the Palm Springs Walk of Stars. But this is radio. So on the Joey English Show, we have the Talk of Stars. Get it? I'll wait. And we're so excited to spend the whole day, the whole show, the whole hour with our own Rick Ferns. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Joey.
How nice to feature you this way.
Thank you. It's different to be on this side of the microphone.
Yes, and you make this show sound so good. You have no idea, Joey pals, how many things Rick cleans up for me. But that's probably another radio show. Well, we're going to learn all about Rick's childhood, and then in the other segment, all his licenses, his awards, his achievements, his experience, and then we'll talk a little bit about what he's doing now. But start us off with, where were you born?
I was born in Amityville, Long Island, New York.
Famous town.
The original Amityville horror.
You were.
Yes, I was. And from Amityville, my parents lived in Hicksville.
Oh, my stars.
I know, it sounds like a small town, but really it's quite a large community.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child, just me.
Now, where did your interest in sound and music and recording and show business, even your segment of it, when did that start?
That's a good question, and the answer to it is, I don't know. I really don't know. It's a natural thing with
me. Progression somehow.
Yes. It just occurred.
You went to high school?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. Hicksville High School, by the way.
Oh, dear.
Billy Joel went there, too.
He did?
Yes, he did.
Oh, that's fun to know.
Yes.
Now, you've got a great radio voice. Did you ever do high school radio or anything?
Well, that came later. Okay. We didn't have any radio stations in the high school. But later I became a teacher, and that's another story.
Okay. So after high school, what did you do?
After high school, I went to college.
I went to
Allegheny College. I was going to be a doctor.
Oh, Rick, how lovely.
Oh, well, I had very domineering parents, and they wanted me to be a doctor.
Uh-huh.
But in my second year of college, I made the first decision of my life, and that was I was not going to be a doctor. I admire physicians. I really do. I respect them. But it's not my thing. My thing was science and electronics.
Science and electronics.
Yes, and I'll remember this till the day I pass away. In comparative anatomy, we were dissecting a fetal pig, and I thought that, oh my gosh, I can't do this. And I took the scalpel and I threw it into the pan, the waxed pan, like a dart, and my lab instructor said, "What's the matter, Rick?" And I said, "I've just made the first major decision of my life. I'm not going to be a doctor."
Isn't that something? You can still see it.
I still see it. Absolutely.
Oh, what did your parents do?
My father was a mechanic for a baking concern in New York.
A mechanic for a baking concern?
Yes. Well, they have delivery trucks.
Okay.
And he was responsible for the fleet.
And your mom was a homemaker?
Mom was a homemaker, yes. Yes, very, very conservative, saved every penny.
Oh.
We rented the house when I went through my childhood. But she was saving for a house of her own. That was her dream. And she achieved it.
Did your father and mother live to see your success?
No, sadly they did not.
How did they pass away?
Mom had cancer, sadly. And Dad had diabetes, and it just progressed to the point where he didn't make it any longer.
Now, when you went to college, what does one study when one wants to be in whatever it was you wanted
to be? A doctor?
Yeah.
Well, you take comparative anatomy, biology, chemistry, and at the time you take, inorganic chemistry, organic chemistry.
So this is pre-med?
This is pre-med.
How many years of pre-med?
I took two years of pre-med.
2 years before you changed your mind.
Yes, yes.
That explains why you are so knowledgeable when Desert Oasis Healthcare and Eisenhower Medical Center are on the show. You understand a lot of it.
Some of it I do, yes, and some of it just from life experience.
Okay, but did you change colleges?
No.
Did you have to do
two years
over?
No, what I did is I dropped out for a semester, and I reapplied, and I wanted to be a teacher.
A teacher?
A teacher, yes.
And what did you want to teach, or did you know?
Well, I wanted to teach science.
Okay.
And that leads to another story.
Okay.
When I received my bachelor's degree, I went to a local high school and I applied for a job, and the principal interviewed me and he said, well, Ricky, I don't have any jobs in the science department.
To teach.
To teach. But I do have an opening in the history department. I said, well, that's fine. What is that? And he said, well, that would be world geography. I said, my gosh, I mean, I know what the planet looks like, but I'm not a geography teacher. He said, well, can you read the book?
Yeah, one page ahead
one
of the page class.
Ahead. Exactly what he said. And I said, of course. And that was that. I became a history teacher. I taught world geography, world history, American history, economics, you name it. But the story goes on from there. I started a radio station in my high school.
I knew it.
That's it. That, you know,
you went back to your old high school.
I was teaching there. I was teaching there.
That's right.
And I started a radio station. The radio station is still on the air today. It is now, for those of you listening, your Joey pals listening, the station was 6,000 watts.
Holy smoke.
That station can be heard in New York City. I mean, you know what the population is there.
But, Rick, how did you know to do that?
That's another good question. I did what I thought needed to be done to build a radio station. I had no formal plans. I just put in patch bays, tape recorders. At the time, we used quarter-inch tape, a console, the transmitter. I just did it. I can't tell you why. The knowledge was just there.
Isn't that, that's one of those things, if you thought about it now, you wouldn't have done it.
Absolutely.
If I knew then what I know now.
Right.
But you must have gone back to college at some point in time. You've got television and production.
Well yes. As a teacher, in New York State, you have to have a master's degree. And because there was a teacher shortage at the time, I was allowed to teach as long as I was following a curriculum for a master's. So ultimately, I did receive my master's. It was in secondary school administration. So I could be a superintendent of schools, if anybody's listening. But
yeah.
I'm too old now.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Not now.
No, the kids are the bubble gum. No, no, no.
Right.
So think of the variety. You started off in pre-med.
Yes.
You wanted to be a teacher.
Yes.
You had all that science background. You started a radio station.
Yes.
In your high school that's still there.
It's still there.
And you ended up with graduate work and a master's in all kinds of things.
Secondary school administration.
Yes.
Yes. And what does that have to do with radio and broadcasting?
That'll be the second segment of our conversation,
okay.
Won't it?
Yes, that's
My
fine.
My goodness.
It was a varied career.
So now it's like 1972, maybe.
Yes. Yes. Good. I came to California because in New York I was living half a year. I despise cold weather.
Oh, goodness.
And I still remember as a kid looking out the window with frost and ice on the inside of the window.
Oh, my.
I had a friend who moved to Los Angeles. And I visited Los Angeles, visited him in Los Angeles. And I was driving along the Hollywood Freeway, headed toward the city itself. And I looked at the lights and I said, I'm moving to California.
That's it.
I knew it then and there.
You've had a lot of those moments in your life.
Yes.
Epiphanies. Things just came to you.
Yes.
With that
yes.
scalpel and that pig and all.
Yes. I don't know why. I mean, isn't life has its ways.
Well, when you hear what this man has accomplished, you will know that he made the right decisions, Joey Pals. After our commercial break, we'll go into some of his activities and awards. We won't have enough time. It's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.